KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies. It's currently 49 degrees. We look for some areas of fog this morning, otherwise partly cloudy, with a high around 62. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with the news brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. There will be no classes today for the AHSTW school district. On Friday, school officials announced on social media that as they continue to assess the health status of the district, it was determined the classes would not be held today. In a letter to parents, students, and staff following an emergency school board meeting on Saturday, the district announced also that they will temporarily move to a virtual learning beginning this week. Due to the absentee percentages from the number of positive cases and primary exposures, they'll move to their continuous learning model, and classes will be held virtually tomorrow through Friday, and all activities have been canceled, including the homecoming events. Board President Bernadette Hatch says they'll find a way to make homecoming happen in some way at a different time. The board also approved giving Superintendent Darren Jones the authorization to submit an application to the Iowa Department of Education for the authority to extend the continuous learning plan if that's needed after Friday. State health officials said this morning Iowa has confirmed another 443 COVID-19 positive cases and one more death as of early today. Iowa currently has 1,316 COVID-19 deaths and 86,662 positive cases. There were 9,556 lab results returned since 10 a.m. Sunday through early this morning for a total of 785,125. Of the latest results, 9,106 came back negative for COVID-19 for a total of 696,910, and 443 were positive for a 14-day rolling average of 11.0%. The number of Iowans who have recovered from the virus is at 66,164. Data from state health and education departments indicate the virus continued to circulate in schools and nursing homes, and multiple school districts last week had reported hundreds of students in quarantine after positive cases were identified in schools. Here in the KJAN listening area, here are the number of current positive cases in each county. Cass County has 169 cases, Adair 72, Adams 33, Audubon County 82 positive cases, Guthrie County 245, Harrison County is at 244, Madison County 223, Mills County 181, Montgomery County has 97, Pottawatomie County 2,141, Shelby County 267 positive cases, and Union County 137. There have been no reported deaths since the last update, which showed Pottawatomie County had one more at 39 altogether. And hospital data statewide show 353 were in a hospital, 10 more than on Sunday as of this morning, with COVID-19 symptoms. 96 persons are in an ICU compared to 89 on Sunday. 51 were admitted since Sunday's 10 a.m. report, and 29 patients are on a ventilator. That's 5 fewer than the last report. In western and southwest Iowa, 15 people are hospitalized with COVID-19. That's 2 more than Sunday. 6 are in an ICU. That's 1 more than yesterday. 3 were admitted, and there was no one currently on a ventilator. Long-term care facility outbreaks remain steady at 50. There are 1,069 positive cases of the virus among patients and staff at LTCs, and 656 persons have recovered. A total of 685 people have died from COVID-19 at those same long-term care facilities. A stolen vehicle report led to the arrest of a Red Oak woman Saturday. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says that just before noon, they had received a report a vehicle had been stolen from a residence in the 1300 block of Orange Avenue. That's near Prescott. The damaged vehicle was later recovered northwest of the residence on the same property. Inside the vehicle, authorities found 30-year-old Mildred Douglas of Red Oak, who was unresponsive in the driver's seat. Douglas was taken into custody and transported to CHI Corning for evaluation. Once released, Douglas was transported to the Adams County Jail and charged with felony theft of a motor vehicle, felony criminal mischief causing more than $1,000 damage, and burglary, which was an aggravated misdemeanor. A southwest Iowa man died Saturday afternoon after the truck he was driving was struck by a BNSF train in northwest Missouri's Atchison County. According to the Missouri Highway Patrol, 52-year-old Troy L. Landis of Clarinda was driving a 2009 Mack truck eastbound on a private levee access road 5 miles south of Rockport and had attempted to cross a private railroad crossing that was controlled only by a stop sign when the truck was hit on its passenger side by the northbound locomotive. The accident happened around 2:30 p.m. The patrol says Landis was partially ejected from the truck during the collision. The vehicle then came to rest down an embankment while the train came to stop on the tracks. The train engineer, 55-year-old Daniel F. Peterson from Beatrice, Nebraska, was not injured. Landis was transported to the Nemaha County, Missouri hospital, where he was pronounced dead. The Atchison County Sheriff's Department and Burlington Northern Railroad Police assisted at the scene. And Council Bluffs Police responded to an injury accident in the 300 block of Lincoln Avenue just after 1 p.m. on Saturday. Upon arrival, Council Bluffs Fire Department were treating a 2-year-old female who had suffered from life-threatening injuries. The child was transported to Nebraska Medicine Hospital, where she later died. A preliminary investigation indicates the child was struck by a vehicle pulling into the driveway. No further details have been released. In our funeral announcements this morning, Merle Vogt, age 91 of Adair, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Merle E. Vogt will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Oneida. Max DeWitt, age 90 of Casey, died Tuesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. A private family graveside service for Max DeWitt will be today at the Dalmanutha Cemetery near Casey. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic is handling the arrangements. Bernadine Bonnie Antofer, age 88, of Coon Rapids, died Friday at St. Anthony Nursing Home in Carroll. A private mass of Christian burial for Bonnie Antofer will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Annunciation Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home of Coon Rapids has the arrangements. Rose Mary Lieb, age 89, of Panora, died Saturday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Graveside services for Rose Lieb will be held on Tuesday at 2:30 at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Joan Bauer, age 86, of Manila, died Saturday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. A mass of Christian burial for Joan Bauer will be on Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila, with Odie Funeral Home in Manila in charge of the arrangements. Jonathan Ray John Pauley, age 57, of Defiance and formerly of Panama, died Saturday at the Crawford County Memorial Hospital. Graveside services for John Pauley will be held this Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Cemetery in Panama. Pauley Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Paul C. Williams of Indianola and formerly of Rural Stewart died Thursday. Graveside memorial services for Paul Williams will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Fairview Cemetery in Rural Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. The news was brought to you this morning by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.